Today, we'll have January dispatches from the park. That's coming up on this episode 267 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for this episode. So today is another set of dispatches that were sent in by patrons. I received more than what is being used here, but the individual audios didn't all include names or dates, so it wouldn't make sense to edit that together. It would feel kind of random. So we have two people's trips that we are going to feature today, Jenny and Mallory, and I'll have that for you in just a second. As always, a reminder to follow on social media where we keep you updated on all the latest news, and you can search WDW Prep School on any platform, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you want, and find us there. Also, respond to messages, DMs, etc. if you have questions that you want to ask. Is there any other housekeeping for today? I don't think I have any other housekeeping. So I want to go ahead and dive into the dispatches that came in for January. First up, we will have Jenny's, and then after that, we will have Mallory. Here we go.
Good afternoon. This is Jenny Smith on Sunday, January 24th, 2021, reporting from the Boardwalk Villas in my studio with a garden view that overlooks the front lobby, actually. And today is not quite how we had planned, but I thought I'd share about it because that's what happens sometimes, even when you're in the Disney bubble. We traveled from Indiana yesterday and had a very smooth trip. We flew on Southwest, and only about half of the plane was full. This trip is myself and my husband, and then later today, my parents flew down as well. And in the middle of the night, though, I started not feeling so great. And it is stomach bug that went through our house earlier in the week, so I can't say I'm totally surprised, but I feel like I will be better enough to go do what we had planned tomorrow. But something I wanted to share with all of you is that there is a new channel on Resort TV. It is channel 75, and it's Disney Parks music. It has all sorts of music from the parks, like that would make sense, right? And currently it's on Impressions de France from Epcot, but you can also hear Soarin' and Illuminations and the Enchanted Tiki Room and sounds from Animal Kingdom and so on. It's actually from a list that's on Apple Music, and it's kind of a nice thing to have on in your room, especially if you end up having some unexpected room time, which happens when you travel sometimes. So we'll check in tomorrow and hopefully have some parks reporting to do. Hi, this is Jenny Smith on Monday, January 25th, 2021, sitting in the back of the Morocco Pavilion at Epcot. Thankfully, I started to feel a little bit better today and was able to walk on over. It's a gorgeous day again today, and so taking advantage of relatively lower crowds at Epcot, my husband and parents and I had a nice early dinner at Beaches and Cream at Beach Club. And then my husband and I came over to check out the Festival of the Arts. One of the things I like to do when we travel adults only without kids is to slow down and really check out the pavilions. And one of the scavenger hunts for this Festival of the Arts is to find Figment. And he is hiding in paintings in each different country in the World Showcase. They can be quite difficult to spot. We've spotted a couple so far, and that's going to be my goal over the next week to find more. So if you are looking for a place to kind of get away from the crowds, maybe you want to relax a little bit, the Moroccan Pavilion has always been a good place to do that, and even more so right now with a couple of things shut down as Disney transfers running the property over from a third party to themselves. And there are just lots of little nooks and crannies in here, both out in the sun and shaded, to get away from it all, the crowds, and have a nice seat to sit down in too. So we've been having a great day, and we'll check in again tomorrow.
Hey, this is Jenny Smith on Tuesday, January 26, 2021. And I am, if you can tell, in the line for the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. It is just about an hour before closing at Magic Kingdom, and there's still quite a few people here and quite a few families. Lots of little kids we've seen today, which is quite interesting, different than how we started our day at Epcot. And Epcot was probably the emptiest I've seen it in probably 6 or 7 years, at least before the 2 o'clock time of park hopping. So we had a great time visiting different booths and checking out some of the things we don't normally do, like the Pixar Shorts. It was very comfortable and beautiful weather. Something else to keep in mind, though, it definitely picked up in crowds after 2 o'clock with that park hopping now being in effect. So it's been a great day, and we'll check in tomorrow from, hopefully, Animal Kingdom.
This is Jenny Smith, and it is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. And I am sitting here at the Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom. It's probably not quite such a hidden gem as it used to be, but we still didn't have to wait at all to come over and have a cocktail and some small plates. Today it's about 2 o'clock, and this has been another gorgeous weather day. It's more warm than normal in January, and a little bit of a breeze, partly cloudy, lots of sunshine, and we're from the Midwest, so we don't get a lot of sunshine in January, so it's been especially pleasing. Also pleasing has been the crowd levels. While there definitely are many people out and moving about, the lines are just incredibly low. We didn't even get to the park until 10 o'clock on an 8 o'clock open, but yet we waited 20 minutes for Flight of Passage. We walked right on to Safaris. Had one of our best safaris ever because the driver could drive really slowly and stop several times for, you know, a couple minutes at each time to be able to give people to take pictures, and gave a lot of interesting information, many of it that we hadn't necessarily heard before. They are still working on Gorilla Falls Trail, so that was actually the longest line we waited in, was to walk through there. And we walked right on to Everest and took our time on the Majahara Jungle Trek and saw the tigers out and about. It's just been a really beautiful day at Animal Kingdom today. So definitely, if you are on an adults-only trip, or you can bring kids to Nomad Lounge too, but it is just a perfect spot to sit outside, to watch the flotillas go by. There's been about 4 that have gone by just in the 20 minutes or so that we've been here. There's a nice breeze, and just a really perfect spot to have some atmosphere and a place to sit down and kind of get away from it all at Animal Kingdom. So I will check in again tomorrow. Hi, this is Jenny Smith on Friday, January 29th, 2021. That music you can hear in the background is the Princess Cavalcade music at Epcot. We are spending a gorgeous morning here. It's turned a little cooler the last couple of days, and that's definitely a tip if you're traveling in the winter months. Is some days it could be 80, some days it could be 50, so you really do have to pack layers and follow the forecast every day. We did spend yesterday at Hollywood Studios. I was unable to secure a boarding group at the 7 o'clock time, using the same techniques that I've used any other time. The good news is at 1 o'clock, I was able to do that.
So we did get to ride Rise of the Resistance, and we rode the other major rides there yesterday too without too expensive of weights, and it definitely felt busier at Hollywood Studios than at any of the other ones I went to. And again, today at Epcot is proving similar to the other patterns of the week in that before park hopping hours at Epcot is really a beautiful time to visit. There's not a whole lot of people around. It makes it very easy to visit the booths and look at the artwork and so on. So this will probably be my last update, as we do get to fly back to the Midwest tomorrow. But thank you for following along, and I hope you have enjoyed our trip to the parks here in January. Good morning from Hollywood Studios. It is January 24th, 2021 at 10:55 a.m. and this is Mallory. My friend and I are staying at the Riviera Resort this weekend for a birthday trip. And this morning we got on the Skyliner at 8:09 for a 9 o'clock park opening, and we were 100% scanned into the park and got our locker and ready to go by 8:24 this morning. We were able to walk right on to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and then we walked right on to Smuggler's Run. We did get a boarding group this morning. We got boarding group number 12, but Rise was down when we got off Smuggler's Run, so we had to plan to come back later instead, which is where we are right now. We're in the Rise queue. After we left Smuggler's Run and found out Rise was down, we went and waited for Toy Story Mania, which was a walk-on pretty much. And then we watched the One Man's Dream video in the Walt Disney Presents to get a little bit of air conditioning, and then headed back over here. And so we've been in line for about 10 minutes so far for Rise of Resistance. It's moving pretty well. And I will check back in with you guys later. Hello from Hollywood Studios again. This is Mallory, and it is still January 24th, and I am recording this at 4:31 p.m. Since I last left a dispatch, we were in line for Rise of Resistance, and a couple minutes after I finished recording, they made an announcement saying the ride was down, and we had to wait about 25 minutes before it came back up. After we were done with Rise of the Resistance, we had placed a mobile order at Dockton Bay 7 for lunch, and we went over there and got that and ate in the building. And something they're doing there that I've not noticed anywhere else is once you pick up your food, they showed us to a table, so we didn't have to awkwardly walk around the restaurant trying to find one that was free. And I like that. And then after we finished eating at Dockey Bay 7, we went to Muppet Vision 3D, where it was supposed to wait time of 20 minutes, and it waited about 16 minutes to get into the theater. And after Muppet Vision 3D, we walked across the park to go to Rock and Roller Coaster, and the posted wait time was accurate at 25 minutes. The ride did go down while we were in line for about 12 minutes, but even with that, the wait time was still what it was posted. So I think if it hadn't gone down, we would have been in there with some like 10 minutes. After that, we had a reservation at Oga's Cantina for 2:40. I checked in at 2:20 and the table was ready 10 minutes early. So we were in Oga's by 2:30, and we actually ended up staying for an hour. They didn't mind so much that we stayed a few minutes over that 45-minute limit. And then now we are in Slinky Dog Dash's line, and it is down. So it is the third ride that we've gone on in a row where the line has gone down. We've been waiting in line for about 38 minutes so far, and it was a 50-minute posted wait time. So we'll see how long it's down and what the queue is like. So we also were able to get a lot of photos. If you didn't know, there's a new Zoom shot in Galaxy's Edge. They still have the one over by the Millennium Falcon. It's up on the little balcony by Docking Bay 7. But they have another one now over by the Darth Vader or Kylo Ren ship over on the other side of Galaxy's Edge, along with the shot that does like a 360-degree picture of you. That's right in front of that ship as well. So those were neat. And we also got the shot with Baby Yoda, Grogu, over the child over by the exit of Galaxy's Edge Toy Story. So look out for PhotoPass photographers there. It's a good shot. And I will check back in with you guys before we leave to tell you what else we get up to with the park closing around 7 tonight. Good evening from Disney Springs. This is Mallory again, still recording on January 24th. It is 9:26 p.m. Since I last recorded a dispatch, we finally got on Slinky Dog Dash. The ride ended up being down for about 38 minutes or so. And by the time we got on the ride, total time was about 65 minutes, so 15 minutes longer than posted. So if the ride hadn't gone down, it probably would have been shorter than the 50 minutes, probably more around 20 to 25 minutes. Then we went and got on Aliens Flying Saucer since it was a walk-on. It was 10 posted, but there was no one in line, so we just hopped on. And it was nice to just walk on a ride after we had waited so long for Slinky Dog Dash. And then we cut through Galaxy's Edge and hopped on Star Tours, which is a 15-minute posted wait time, and it took us about 5 minutes to get there. We only had to wait a little bit before we went on the actual ride. And that's the last thing we did in Hollywood Studios. We took the Skyliner back to the Riviera and then came to Disney Springs for a dinner reservation at Paradiso 37, or Paradiso 37, which was very nice. And now we're ending our night by just strolling through Disney Springs and looking around. Crowd levels today have been a lot better than when I was here in the beginning of January. A lot easier to social distance. Mask compliance has been really high all day. So it's been overall a very good experience. I may go to Epcot in the morning, and if I do, I will record some dispatches there. But if not, this will be our last recording for the trip. Hello from Epcot in the World Showcase. This is Mallory again. It is now January 25th, 2021. It's 2 p.m. I came into Epcot for a few hours before my Magical Express arrives at the Riviera. And my friend who was with me yesterday has already left. She was driving home, but I'm flying back. And I wanted to come look at the art, at Festival of the Arts for a little while, so I took the Skyliner over from Riviera here. Very quick, only took me 12 minutes from when I left the lobby of the Riviera to when I walked into the capstiles at the International Gateway. Epcot is deserted today. I don't think I've ever been here when it's this empty. The highest wait time when I checked a half hour ago was test track, and it was only 20 minutes. Most everything is marked as a walk-on. So I did watch the Beauty and the Beast sing-along show. I've never seen that before. And I think I'm going to make the World Showcase loop. And then I'm going to, I think, go see what the wait time is actually like on test track. I'll let you know. Hello from Epcot again. This is still Mallory, and it is still January 25th. I'm recording this at 3:44 p.m. as I make my way back to the International Gateway. The test track line was posted at a 30-minute wait time when I got there, and by the time I got on the ride, it was about 27 minutes, so it was accurate. That ride is still only loading one party per vehicle, which is a little odd for me since I'm by myself, but I enjoyed that, and most rides aren't doing that anymore, so the plexiglass was not on that one, which probably accounts for some of the long wait times we're still experiencing with test track. But that's not a bad place to be in a line since it's air-conditioned inside for most of the line, as long as it is not out the door. So I have to test track, went and looked at all the different festival art booths. I've bought two, one for my mom and one for me. And I also picked up the brie in the bread bowl in France. And then that's about it. So thank you for following along.
I hope you enjoyed those updates from people who were in the parks in January. Just as a reminder, if you want to be featured in a trip report, the way to do that is listed in the show notes of every episode. It includes either downloading the SpeakPipe app or using the SpeakPipe website to leave us a voicemail. And if you want to do dispatches, then that is something that patrons can do. And the information on how to become a patron is also in the show notes. I think that will wrap up this episode. For more information, you can always check the show notes in your podcast app or go to the website www.prepschool.com. Click on podcast at the top and scroll down to episode 267. Until next time, I will see you on the site.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.